This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rock of Money Podcast, episode 154. It's time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach, along with Amanda. She is a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're grateful you've joined us. Check us out on our Facebook page at Rock on the Money or the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hello.
Hi.
How's your January going so far?
Well,
you're in Florida. I mean, you can't complain too much.
Yes, and it's gorgeous. This is the best time of year to be in Florida.
I'm jealous. Well, actually, it's not been bad up here. I am jealous. What questions we got today? We got like four of them, don't we?
We do. We have a number of questions from our fan base. Right. Again, how can people ask questions, Craig?
Just email us at podcast@rocklandusa.com or just send us an instant message right there on our Facebook page, Rock on the Money on Facebook. And you can just send us some messages right there and we'll check the messages. I'll grab out the good ones. I'll answer them. But if there's some good, I'll let you know, hey, I'm going to include this on the podcast. So yeah. Usually I answer it ahead of time. I said, but wait till Amanda, she'll correct me. She'll have the better information so you want to listen to the podcast. So.
Yeah, so we answer all the questions, but not all of them make it onto the show.
There you go. Just the good ones. All right, what's the first one?
Oh, no, not good or bad, but more like we decide which questions might be more useful for a broader audience. So I don't want people to think that they're not asking good questions.
Such a radio person now. You got a cool microphone and everything, and you just know how this all works now.
Yeah. Yes. All right. So question one. So I'm new to the group probably a month or so ago, and I've always seen these little videos about if you allocate $150 a month for 8 years to an account and have the compounding interest that by the time you retire, you'll have a good amount of cash in the bank. My question is, which account do you put the money in or any ideas? I'm finally at the point where I can do it, just looking for the right place to put the money.
Can we backtrack on what the heck is, can we go back to $150 a month?
Yeah, and only for 8 years. I'm not sure that's going to give you enough to retire, buddy.
I think a lot of people are watching YouTube, and so what they see is somebody coming up with a system, another system, Amanda, which you love.
It's like when people go gambling and like, I have a system to play blackjack that's foolproof.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Caesars. Yeah, because Caesars didn't build this whole complex by giving me money, right? Mm-hmm. So I think what they're seeing is if you put $150 a month when you're 16, 17, or 18 for the first 8 years, and you leave that, it's not interest, by the way, it's compounding returns. If you put that into an S&P 500 fund, which generally over time gives you 8 to 12%, if you do that when you turn 65, you may end up with $1 million. I think I'm not
eight
doing the math
not
right now.
Do it. I don't know any. I don't know anywhere you can put your money in an account, and in 8 years, $150 a month, you'll be a millionaire. That's just, it's not enough time.
No,
and it's not enough money contributed.
So I think what they're saying is for 8 years, starting at age 16 or 18, gets you up to maybe 25 years old.
Math is hard, and then just let the money
and
sit
leave
for the rest
that.
Of the time.
Which, you know, I always thought if I have like, you know, grandkids, something like that, right when they're born, I take $10,000, open up an account, put it in their name, boom, done. Leave that alone. You know how much money that turns into when they're 65?
Yeah.
I mean, if you do that, you can come up a million, but what is the value of a million 40 years from now? Probably not a lot. If you think about it, if inflation over time, like to me nowadays, a million sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah,
it's not a lot of money.
Yeah, so I just did the quick math here. $150 a month for 8 years, it's $14,400 is all that you're contributing.
Okay, so then if we use the rule of 72s, where every 8-9 years, that doubles, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if we did that math out, you're going to be in 6 figures, maybe touch a 7 by the time you're 65. If you start at age 16 or 18.
Yeah, it's not enough.
No, it's not going to be enough. But I appreciate they want to start that, but here's what I want
them
to do.
And if you're only putting it in a savings account, then you're really not making any money.
You're losing money. You're losing the savings
account. Which is what is implied when you say interest, because that's the only account that makes compounded interest. Yeah.
So the question at the very end of that, which you just brought up, is where do I put my money? It's not a savings account. Savings accounts don't even keep up with inflation. You literally are losing money. The power of that money is losing over time. You want to, at the minimum, put into an S&P 500 index fund, which will give you 8 to 12% over time, which is where you get that compounding returns, the safest place, safer with a long track record of the 500 best companies in America. What would you do, Amanda?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I would do. We're 100% aligned.
All right, cool. There you go. There's your answer. Question number two, Amanda. I'm going to read because it's for you. It said, question for Amanda. My wife is going to school for her real estate license, and I wanted to know some tips, honestly, that could get her a jump start when she begins. Asking this early in case some of the tips take time.
Well, so I probably am actually not the best person to look to for this type of advice because I got my license, but never intended to do any type of real estate sales and representation. So I am not using my license most of the time. Again, I only do referrals, so I'm not representing any buyers or sellers on my own. Most people are either becoming a buyer's agent or a seller's agent and actually representing buyers and sellers on the market. And in that case, you're really opening your own business when you're licensed. So my best recommendation is find a broker that you know and trust and get the advice from the broker and then see if that broker will sponsor you as that one of their agents and will provide you with mentoring and guidance on your business. So early on, before you even go to school, you're going to want to know, well, what does that cash layout look like? So how much money are you going to need to pony up in order to start your business? That, you know, there's MLS fees, there's brokerage fees, there's office fees, there's, you know, marketing fees. So make sure you have a budget on the front end to know what is your monthly spend going to look like. And then how long can you expect before you make your first commission that's going to then start to recover some of that investment. So I don't know if most people know, but most real estate agents, it takes 12 to 18 months before they make any money.
Really?
Yeah. So you have to actually be able to afford to, pay out of pocket in that meantime before you start breaking even in the second year.
Seems like everybody's a real estate agent.
Everybody thinks it's quick cash. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess they see the people drive around those Cadillacs and stuff like, oh man, I want to do that.
Yeah. A lot of it's for show. It doesn't necessarily reflect reality.
I can't figure that.
Because people think that you're only going to use an agent who looks like they know what they're doing. So a lot of it is yeah.
That reminds me of financial advisors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same thing. They're driving around Mercedes. They're leasing those things, and probably writing off as a business expense to make them look like, oh man, that person makes a lot of money. And that's because not actually
But think about it. If you had a choice between two real estate agents and one rolled up in, you know, a nice shiny vehicle, and the other one rolled up in a, you know, 82 Civic that was rusting out, it's just human nature. You're going to think, well, the one in the shiny car is more successful. And so I want to align myself with someone who is more successful.
Yeah, true, true.
So it's human nature. But yeah, a lot of it is their leases and a lot of it is curtains on just lipstick on a pig until the pig actually.
My life is a lie. My life is a lie. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a quick break. And we're going to find out more about your referral business where you hook up people. You connect people between them and a great top 5%?
Yeah, the top 5% agent in every zip code in the United States.
And you can't do that on your own, guys. You need someone like Amanda to get you through that. So even Amanda uses her own business.
Yes. So we have a network. So it's not just personally going and finding these people. It's actually a tried and true network that we maintain.
Yeah, that she has access to, but you gotta go. It doesn't cost anything. It's free.
It's free.
Free. Yeah.
No additional cost.
Yep. It won't change anything, but you will.
It will change something. You will get a better.
You will get a better house and a better deal
on your transaction. So that's where you get the benefit.
When you're selling, remember how much that lady make more in Vegas because she went through you. What was that?
It was like about $50,000.
50,000. Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yep.
She was so happy with that. She couldn't stop bragging about me. All right. Enough about you.
About me.
We'll be back right after this. You listen to Rocket Money.
Hey there, rock stars. Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Good. Yep. Wrap this up. Welcome back to Rock on the Money. Amanda and Craig, check us out on Facebook. Facebook page. Hit the follow, hit the bell. Facebook.com/Rock on the Money. And also our website, rockonthemoney.com. All right. Got 2 more questions.
Yeah.
This next one really, it hurts my brain to read this one. Good.
Yeah. How do you feel about being self-insured for your auto insurance? Is that a thing?
Okay. This actually came up during one of my gaming live streams. We actually do more than play video games.
It doesn't sound legal in most states.
Apparently, there are states where you don't have to have insurance.
Yeah, but in many states, you do.
You do, yeah, you do.
From an actual insurance company.
So I'm trying to figure out, how the heck do you self-insure your auto insurance? Number one, I think it's a horrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
We like to insure the big things. We don't insure our refrigerators. So to me, auto insurance liability, I mean, you're the legal person. I know you're not a car lawyer.
Yeah, terrible idea.
But, oh my God, if you hit one person, a fender bender didn't even scratch it. If they start holding their neck and you think you want to self-insure that?
Yeah, you're talking millions. It could be millions.
If you don't have a lawyer representing you, which an auto insurance would provide, and you're going to do that on your own, good luck.
Even the lawyer's going to cost you an arm and a leg.
Look, as somebody who went through this, it wasn't even my fault. I couldn't imagine doing that on my own. I could not even imagine. I had to pay a lot of stuff out of my pocket. Oh, my God. The lawyer felt so bad for me. He waived all of his fees because he felt so bad for me.
Yeah.
And I got 100% of the payout, which was hardly anything. But I really keep in touch with that guy. He was very nice to me. He was an older guy. He just felt so bad for me. But I couldn't imagine doing that. No, don't self-insure your house or your car or anything big, major. We only self-insure small things like your toaster. What else? Your cell phone, all that stuff. Yeah. So that's the rule.
Yes.
Question 4, can someone who makes less than $100,000 a year become well off or rich without significantly increasing their income if they invest properly? I'm 44, unmarried, no kids. I earn $80,000 a year. I have $35,000 left in student loan debt. There's a lot to unwrap on this one.
Yeah, no, I think so. To answer the question simply, yes, yeah, absolutely.
Sure, yeah.
So there's 2 sides up to the balancing act. One is your income. The bigger part, of any equation, no matter how much income you have, is how are you spending your money? Are you saving it, or are you just spending everything that you make? And that's that can be a problem for someone making $500,000 a year or $25,000 a year.
Absolutely.
So the biggest issue here is budgeting and knowing where your money is going and you directing your money and having a purpose for every dollar.
One of the biggest lies in America is that who are the real millionaires out there?
Yeah,
a lot of the real millionaires are actually making $80,000 a year or less.
Yeah, absolutely. There is data to back that up as well. If you look at the book, what is it? The Millionaire Next Door. That's
Millionaire Next Door, Chris Hogan's book, Everyday Millionaire, all this stuff. There's data. Real studies have been done. People are making $50,000, $80,000 a year. It's the waitress.
Yeah, school teachers.
It's not the lawyers. Believe it or not, it's not who you think it is, because a lot of people keep up a lifestyle. They keep spending all their money.
Right.
There are people that are making $500,000 a year that are broke.
Yep. Living paycheck to paycheck.
But they're out there flaunting it. They're at the country clubs. They're doing this and that. And then they realize they're just blowing all their money, not saving anything. That's the real American lie out there. And here's the other thing. People that make money or become millionaires have a hard time spending that money. I read an article. I need to send this to you, man. It came out yesterday. I think it was on Barron's or something like that. It was the psychology of people that are multimillionaires, and they can't spend their money, and they don't want to because they're comfortable with it. Because you literally are reversing the exact reason they became multimillionaires. So now all of a sudden you're trying to tell them, well, you know, you can spend more. Advisors tell them that, and they say, well, I'm happy. I don't need to.
Yeah.
So you end up donating money instead, and they just don't spend the money. So people that are millionaires don't flaunt it. It's completely opposite of what we've been trained in the media, where you watch celebrities and all this stuff, but you know, they got these expensive cars or what's on Instagram. That's not what it is.
So here's the other things. So you don't have kids, so that's a big expense you don't have on your books. But the bigger issue I see is that you still have $35,000 left in student loan debt. And you know, at 44, that's a big deal. So get rid of that debt. That's your number one priority right now.
You need to be debt free. Get that debt out of there. That's part of the baby steps. Let's review the baby steps real quick. Baby step one, $1,000 emergency fund initial to get you baby step two, Amanda, which is paying off all of your debt except for your mortgage. And what's baby step three?
That's your fully funded emergency fund.
Yeah, when we fully fund that, then we start doing 15% minimum into retirement through our 401k, or we max out our IRA or whatever. Well, they don't have kids, so they don't have to worry about college costs, which you and I, we don't really go with that one on the baby steps. But then maybe step six is paying off your mortgage.
Yeah.
So because he has no kids, he's not married. He's actually
and number one, you got to get out of debt.
Yeah, get that debt out.
Or start investing in anything.
There's no reason to have that student debt, because it's eating your money away. You have interest. I don't care if it's 1%. It's still interest.
It's definitely not 1%. Student loans are actually a much higher interest rate than people realize.
All right. Well, we're in January. It's getting cold out there, but it is tax time. So you guys have some tax questions that will not require us to tell you, go talk to your tax professional. Yeah, go ahead and send those in. There are a lot of general things we could talk about, and also about goals. We probably, it's not too late to start talking about goals next episode. Is it? Probably not. We got a full year left to go. So
it's never too late to talk about goals.
Especially coming out of the pandemic. I'm hoping we're going to have some sort of coming out of all this year. So maybe we can talk about that next episode. But anyway, thank you so much, Amanda.
All right.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget, check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. Podcast at rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.